Lanolin, like sheep's wool.
Hey, buddy, everybody, how's it going?
Everybody doing?
This is gentle. This is gentle.
It's nice, real soft.
I know. This is so nice. How's it going, everybody?
Hey, welcome, everybody.
This is Treehouse Chronicles. I am Waka. That is Jose.
Hello.
Bluebin on assignment in Modesto.
The far-off land of Modesto.
I know, right? I wonder if it's hot over there like it is over here. Because I know it's like 2.5 hours away or whatever.
Yeah.
But I wonder if there's like a huge temperature change. Because we're in the center of the state.
Yes. He's gone off to... It's like we're in the Shire and he's just gone off.
Right? Like he's going to now spend 4 movies throwing a fucking ring into a volcano.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
or a saucepan.
Or, yeah. An onion ring into a saucepan.
There you go.
Or a deep fryer. That's much better.
Yeah.
Good analogy. So... We're supposed to have my buddy Homer on the show. I don't know if he's going to come by or not. I don't know. We'll find out soon enough, you know, or at least by the end of the show.
Well, he was hoofing it over here, so. Right? Wasn't he?
I don't know. Well, there's only one way to find out is just sit and wait. Mm. Just lay and wait.
Well, let's do that then.
Okay. We just gotten word. Homer, not going to come in. Try and get him next week. So, moving on to other things. we're going to try and actually have a format for this thing. Going to try and relaunch it again, continue it, because we took a break.
You know, about 50 episodes in, and we decided, hey, we should have a format.
Right? Like, we should be like, wow, we should plan this a little better. I mean, I got this piece of paper that I wrote stuff on, and so then...
Maybe by episode 150...
We'll actually get our shit together.
We'll get our shit together.
But until then, you're pretty much stuck with this. I hope you're happy. I hope you're proud of what you've done for yourself, and I hope that one day you can tell your grandchildren that this was probably the least favorite thing you've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, I mean, that's just proud, you know. What we've been doing, we kind of took a little break, been thinking about things, trying to figure out what we wanted to do with this, where we wanted to take it. Some changes are going to be happening, some good, some awesome. I don't think there are any bad ones. I haven't thought of any.
No.
So that's a good thing. Pretty much, that's about it.
It's not very much.
No, it's really not. I mean, like, I've been busy at work. My daughter is a handful, like literally handful, little dumpling baby, and she gets into a lot of shit. Like, it's
a dumpling baby that gets into a lot of shit.
Yeah. No, like, you don't understand. My son was fucking perfect to raise as a child. Like, you leave him alone with his cars, and he'd do his own thing. The girl demands attention. And by demands, I mean, like, she'll throw stuff at you or, like, go to a bookshelf and start tearing books off the shelf and then look at you like, you see me doing this? You should really stop me from doing this. But I'm going to keep fucking doing it. And then, like, I've spanked her for doing that. Like, I've swatted her on the butt and be like, no. And she's gotten so hurt and offended and just... Like, I hate you, and I don't ever want to know you. And then she'll go right back to the fucking bookshelf. Like, nothing. She's like the honey badger, dude. She don't give a shit.
That is funny.
Like, she does not care at all. One day when you have children, I hope that you have a daughter that does not leave you alone.
I do not want any girls.
It's going to happen.
No, I don't want any girls.
There are girls in there.
I can do with one boy.
No.
Yeah, one boy.
No.
One boy and just... Have him turn to like a pro football player or something. Just feed him babies and...
feed him other babies? Just
feed him the neighbor babies. You know, fuck him.
Are you going to live in like Jonestown with a cult and you're just going to be like, everyone, all the children, the other male children will be sacrificed to my son.
Yeah.
So he can go play at the University of Alabama.
Yeah. And he'll like, he'll drink like 5 eggs every morning. Like...
Uterine eggs or like chicken eggs?
Both.
Oh, wow.
And then, he would fly.
He would.
I know my baby's flying. I imagine my babies will fly.
Wow.
So that goes to tell you how.
How lofty your goals are.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have way too much in the terms of expectations from your loins.
Well, you know.
Way too much.
Maybe I'll just not have kids and just get, another dog. It's the same thing.
Well, you don't have to send a dog to college.
Yeah, but I could have to take it to, like, obedience class.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to take your dog? Do you take the dogs you have now to beatings class?
No, I should, but I could.
But,
I mean.
Well, you haven't, but there's a possibility that you could.
Yeah. I mean, it could happen.
Could happen. It's never too late to send the kids back to school. Yeah. Never too late to go to school. Yeah. I didn't send my dog to the beatings class.
You didn't?
No, figured it was worthless.
Well, it's not.
It's not?
No.
What are you going to have them teach you? Like, are you going to have them teach your dog things? Or are you going to ask them to specifically teach your dog, like, certain things? Like, if I do this, I want the dog to go get me a beer.
I don't think that you can do that.
Oh, I think you can do that. Nah. Dude, if they can train a dog to walk a blind person around and figure out streetlights and shit, then I'm pretty sure you can train a dog to go get a beer.
Yeah, but you really want that beer?
If I don't have to get up, yeah.
I suppose.
See?
What I was really saying is, like, you know, if I have a dog, the stakes are raised. If yours bites something, it's cute. If mine bites something, it gets put to sleep. Stakes are raised.
My dog has chased people down the street with, like, them screaming, and she just wants to be pet. But that scares the shit out of people. irresponsible. But she can't do that no more. Hobbled her.
I don't know. I'm just saying. What I'm really trying to tell you is, I don't want any children.
Yeah, really? Is that where you're going with this?
Yeah.
Not you don't see yourself being Papa Jose?
No.
You just want to corrupt other people's kids.
Mm-hmm. I can do that.
You're gonna be the uncle that gives them weird shit and be like, "Don't tell your dad about this."
Yes. I'll let him look at the dirty magazines.
You're gonna be in the same room with them while you do that?
No.
Yeah. You're just gonna be like, "Here, enjoy this on your own time," and then turn around and walk away. Because I would appreciate that.
See, yeah.
I would appreciate that. Not the other way around.
No.
Remember that time that me and you watched our only porn together at my house?
Yeah, that was really, really fucked up.
It was.
Yeah. And I'll explain that because you made it sound so fucking weird just now, Josh. You made it sound so fucking awkward.
I did make it sound real weird. Okay.
Like, people right now are pulling back hard.
Yeah. Like okay. whoa.
They're pulling back hard.
Okay, hold on.
And just to clarify, what was going on is...
Yeah, Jose, you tell the story.
Josh came to me and was like, "Dude, I got to show you something, man. It's fucked up."
Yeah.
And what it was... It was so novelty that it didn't even matter that it was a porn. It was just so crazy, and it was just this. We've touched on it before. We've talked about the Booker T and Takes Two Midgets.
Yeah.
And essentially what it was, to remind you all,
not
was
Booker T.
A big old black dude that looked like Booker T, the wrestler, having sex with two midgets, one little white one and one little...
No, there are two little white ones.
No, remember the other one, the crazy little biker one was a Hispanic. She was all brown.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Yeah, and the other one was like a little crazy blonde one, like a little trucker midget chick.
I was going to say, because I haven't watched too much midget porn.
I've never seen midget porn. The only midget porn is that I've seen is the one that you showed me, you filthy fuck. That shit was so dirty. Anyway, now that we're talking about it, dude, that little midget, like, just...
handled it like a champ.
Oh, my God, dude. She was... It looked like Boston Market in there. It was just like, whoa.
It was bad. Yeah, I don't want to go into detail about it, but it was one of those things where it's like... No. You didn't go into that much
detail. Don't talk about it anymore. You made it weird enough.
No. I can make it just a bit weirder with one more sentence. My dad walked into the room and said, "Hey, guys, what are you watching?" "What the fuck?"
Yeah, he did.
And I said, "No, come here and check this out." He says, "No, I don't want to check this out. Fuck that. I'm going." Oh, and then after that, we turned it off. We couldn't watch anymore.
Yeah, it was gross.
It was.
I don't know why you showed me. I still don't know why you showed me that.
Don't even know why. You know why I had that? Ernesto. That's why I had that.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
Yeah, do you think I set out to buy midget porn? The internet's available. I'm not going to go buy midget porn.
That's just not good enough, Josh. I don't believe you. I think you...
Why am I going to want to go and buy midget porn when I can go and get it for free on the internet?
I know you, Josh. And you're caught in it because you're going into accents now, and you go into accents when you've been defeated.
Now, you know, for a real timely joke, I wonder if the NSA is listening to us right now.
Why would the NSA be listening?
Because they listen to everything.
Do they?
Yeah, they have pretty much everything that certain people have ever done, like, on file. You haven't heard shit about the NSA, like, at all?
Yeah, national security.
Yeah, no, like for the last week, people have been going apeshit crazy about it.
What, because they're listening into everything?
Well, yeah. And
let me tell you something about that.
Yeah, lay it on me.
There is nothing wrong with that.
If you're doing nothing wrong. Because think about it. The only
Look, let me tell you something. Everybody wants to live in this little world where, you know, they're like, they want to feel protected. We're in the United States. Yeah. Let me tell you something. There has to be somebody sitting there sifting through the information. That's how you find shit. Okay? That's
how you find shit. Sifting through the shit to find the nuggets.
You have to sift through the shit to get to the shit. If you don't have somebody going through the you know, the information, listening for these things, and you're not going to catch anything. If you don't, you can't not do that because people think it's an invasion of privacy. It has to be done.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. See, but my whole theory on it is this: is that really, like, you shouldn't really be that worried about it is if you're not doing anything wrong. I mean, the only ones that are really freaking out about it are the ones that are like stockpiling guns and mailing fucking powdery envelopes to people.
Right.
Which I'm not doing. Are you doing?
No, I haven't done that. No. In a while.
Yeah, I haven't done that since. Oh, boy. That was an interesting week. Anyway.
Yeah.
Shit. So, yeah, there's that whole little NSA thing.
Yeah, I got all worked up on that one because it doesn't make sense to me how people don't understand that. It's like, yeah, invasion of privacy. I understand. Invasion of privacy is a policeman looking through your window is invasion of privacy.
Well, I mean, think about
it. Invasion of privacy is a policeman reaching into your car because your window is down. Something like that is invasion of privacy.
Well, but then at the same time, though, we're posting shit on Twitter and Facebook and everything else, so we're kind of putting ourselves out there to begin with. So yeah. The only thing that the NSA is picking up is just pieces of the puzzle.
Yes.
Then they will know all there is to know about us. Then they can make fucking robot clones and then get rid of the originals.
Robot clones and get rid of the originals.
Yeah. It's a movie I'm coming up with.
Are you sure it's not a movie that's already come out, like Terminator?
No,
or like iRobot?
No, those weren't robot clones.
Cyborg?
No, that was not a robot clone.
You know, Imposter?
No.
Or that was pretty much exactly a robot clone movie. And
but did they kill the original?
Yeah.
Did they succeed?
What?
Did they succeed in killing the original? Because that's the only way mine works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
also, anyway. I think it's called Blade Runner with Harrison Ford.
Never heard of that movie. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think.
What was that one movie with Michael Clark Duncan? The Island.
The Island.
You never watched The Island?
Michael Clark Duncan wasn't. Oh, wait, no. I'm thinking of The Beach. I never saw The Island.
Oh, dude. The Island is where, like, all these people think that they fucking.
Oh, yeah. I never saw it, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Ewan McGregor and Scarlett Johansson, which is absolutely fucking beautiful.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson is. You know what? We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody! If you enjoy what you're listening to, then reach us at thcpodcast.com or on Facebook and help us get some sponsors so I can get paid around here.
All right, welcome back to the Treehouse Chronicles.
That is Ramon.
Hey.
I have seen two horse movies throughout my entire life.
Well, you ever see Black Beauty?
Yeah, I saw that.
Woo!
Yeah, that was that school required viewing.
Black Beauty, Black Beauty was fucking hard.
Yeah, well, no, it was a great movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Black Beauty was fucking damn.
But I'll tell you, I didn't watch it, you know, out of
willingly.
Out of want. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't like, oh, let's go see it.
Same thing with Where the Red Fern Grows. Having to watch that shit ass movie.
I'm not going to lie, though. Every now and then, once I see it, if I see it on like the guide or get a chance to watch it, I might happen and pop in on Black Beauty one time just to, you know, high school years. Like,
yes.
Indian in the cupboard.
Indian in the cupboard! Woo!
See?
Good job. Good call.
Oh, yeah. That was a good pull. That was a real good one.
That was a fucking awesome movie when they made it a movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to go watch that. No, fuck, bitch. I want to go watch that.
I have that on VHS. And I remember when it came out, it came with the little fake Indian. Yeah, little fake Indian statue that looked just like the one from the movie. I was like, yeah, I'm going to put this thing on my fucking shelf. It's going to come alive. And I was like, no.
It's going to come alive. Yeah.
Then like a day later, I'm like, nah, it's not.
It's not coming alive.
No.
And then the whole world just seemed not so fun anymore after that, huh, Joe? Mm,
pretty much.
Pretty dope.
I realized magic was false.
Everything was just shattered. It was just like...
not everything. I didn't believe that much of magic.
Like, well, I guess I'm just going to get into this little weed thing now.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, since that was...
Well, shit. Since that just flew by, man, might as well do something. I'm dressed in black and smoke a whole bunch of weed.
What is this? What? Play... What?
Oh, no. That... Out of everything that I do, the video game thing has stuck with me since I was a kid. I remember having the NES when I was little.
Since day one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Me too. Since day one.
I had to have that.
I didn't have every system that came out so far.
Yeah. You have to.
No, the buddy Fat John has it like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude, he has at least like 300 Nintendo cartridges. Yeah, dude. And he has like 4 Nintendos in case one of them doesn't want to work.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude. He'll just play them. And I'm like, how the fuck can you do that? Like, just put them on your phone. Fuck, it ain't that hard. And he's like, no, fuck that. I want to play with the old controller and this and that makes it way more real. And I was like, but you still got to blow in the fucking cart. Still got to clean the shit. Fuck that. He's like, no. And he's like, I want the whole experience. And
hell, I remember cleaning that shit, blowing into the cartridge so I get the room to work.
Yeah. Yeah, I was. Yeah, and I remember because my parents would like time me on how much time I could play video games, and I'd be like, "Hey, I can't get it to work. This can't be part of my time. You can't be deducting time right now because I can't get the Nintendo to work. My son doesn't have to deal with that shit. So you know, because you know, I knew when he was like a little baby, I was like, he's gonna want to play video games. I went and dug out my Nintendo, found as many games as I could. Kyle gave a couple games. I was like, here, you want to play video games? Here you go. There's your video games right there. He's like, what's that? And I was like, it's a Nintendo. He's like a Wii? And I said, nope. That's Daddy's Nintendo. You got to play on that before you can play the Wii. Why? Because I want you to appreciate the games you have now with what I had to play when I was a kid. And he's like, okay.
Nice, nice.
And he played the shit out of Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers 2, Super Mario Brothers 3. Played all, you know, like the wrestling games that I had that he didn't get. You know, he didn't understand it, but he liked playing them. Like the Ninja Turtle game he dug, like the arcade Ninja Turtle game. So he was like, so then we got him the Wii, and he was like, cool, thank you. And he kind of put that aside, and he just kept playing the Nintendo for a couple more weeks.
Yeah.
And then we plugged in the Wii, you know, we had the Wii all set up, and he got excited. I mean, it was cool, dude. I mean, like, it's fun. It's fun introducing your kids to a horribly addicting time waster, you know?
But Nintendo's the classic, you have to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's almost like you're testing your children to see if they take the bait or not.
Yeah, like...
So far, my son is taking the bait.
You're like, yes!
Yeah.
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 Play. Play.
Yeah. That's my son!
Yeah. Right?
He should get an achievement. He should got a motherfucking achievement, girl. We're going to get ice cream.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Damien Thousand did his first fucking Xbox game, so you know what? We're all going to McDonald's. My treat. You know, like
like what?
No, dude, my son has his own fucking, his own profile on that shit and his own little password that he puts in for it so no one else can get on it. It's not connected to the internet.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a fake profile.
Uh-huh.
But it has a little dude that looks like him. He's all excited. And he's almost damn near 1,000 did like a Sonic the Hedgehog game. And it's fucking crazy. Because I'm looking at him going like, dude, what are you doing? I unlocked 6 more pieces of artwork for the Sonic Generations game. Like, oh, you mean that one that you bought because Daddy's credit card is attached to his Xbox account like a jackass?
Uh-huh.
Didn't say, you know, I muffled like a jackass, but he's like, yeah, that one. I said, oh, okay.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, you know. What are you gonna, so now that's why he has his own profile, and I have my profile that's also password protected. So he can't get into it and purchase anything else.
Nice.
Oh yeah, dude, it's a shock to find that your kids spent like $60 on fucking Xbox.
Freeze for you, like, oh
yeah, digital purchases have been my son's biggest downfall. So we gotta we're constantly telling him about it, but I think here in a little bit he's gonna understand what that shit is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we told him, we say, hey, next time you do that, we're taking stuff out of your piggy bank.
He's like,
He's like, are you serious? He was like, no, you won't. I said, oh yeah, I will. So you buy another Sonic game on Daddy's Xbox, I'll take the money right out of your piggy bank. I know you got like $80 in there. Oh, shit ain't going to work.
Shook him.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, oh, okay. And I said, that's why you use your profile. Use that one. You can still play your games. Just use that one because you can't buy nothing.
Wow. No more.
Yeah.
The buck stops here, bucko.
Oh, dude.
Put a pest holder on your shit.
Already did.
Good.
Already did. He ain't going to be buying nothing else. Sam had to do the same thing on her phone because he started buying golden eagles and shit.
Sleep
for
kid.
Angry Birds.
Wow.
Yeah. Spent $20 on golden eagles for Angry Birds, and he's just all fucking jazzed about it, right? He has like 3,000 of them. He's super fucking excited. Sam's like, how did he get all these? And she checks on her bank statement, and it's just all, go back $20. And she's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Wow. Whoa. And the first time he did it on the Xbox was with a Sonic game. It was like $20, and I was like, "Hey, you understand that you didn't buy it. Like you bought this. Daddy spent $20 on this now, right?" And he's like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "I didn't see you buy it." And I said, "No, because you bought it. Don't be doing that. What's wrong with you?" And he was like, "Well, I didn't know that." And I said, "Well, can read, right?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I said, "You see where it says cost, you know, or current amount, you know, because I had Microsoft points in there, and he used the shit out of them too." Yeah, not happening. That's why he has his own account now with his own Sonic games and his own shit so he can't buy anything else.
Yeah.
Dude, it was tough. I wanted to beat his ass so bad.
Not yes. anymore.
That's what I would do.
Just
smash him.
No, I just prevented it so it ain't gonna happen again. It's been good for about 6 months. And I don't think he's gonna guess the password.
It'd be nice if he does.
What is it?
I'm not telling you.
Vagina?
No. It's a button combination.
It should be vagina. He'll never guess vagina.
No, I'm sure he will, but by the time he's ready to guess vagina, the Xbox 360 will be an ancient machine. So, well, I mean ancient in technology terms, but no, it's just a button combination.
Your mom's butt combination.
Your mom's butt's a combination.
Touché.
Yeah.
Come right there.
Yeah, see, I just, you know. Yeah, exactly. Probably.
Anyway, fucking, I don't have any money.
Yeah, I know. But see, here's the thing, is that when we had paid for 24 people, by the way, we had this shit at Incredible John's Incredible, so already you get weird pizza. And
weird pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
What do you mean weird pizza?
Peanut butter pizza.
Peanut butter pepperoni,
man. Yeah. Instead of marinara sauce, they put peanut butter.
Why the fuck would they put
peanut butter? Because it's fucking bomb.
Look, dog.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Look. Yeah. I went there, and I just went straight for the pizza bar. I had this same pepperoni and cheese. I said, oh, I'm getting a couple of slices of dough. That's all I see was pepperoni and cheese.
Right.
I took a couple of slices of dough and got some other shit, powdered on the plate. I'm eating the pizza, right? I get that one, I take a bite, I'm chewing it, I'm like, nah, hell no. And I bite it again, I'm like, man, this shit tastes like peanut butter, man. Like, your pizza tastes like peanut butter? Like, this shit tastes like a peanut butter. So I go back and walk, and I sure enough, it said
peanut butter pizza.
Peanut butter pepperoni pizza, homie. I was like, what the fuck? I didn't like it.
Oh, that shit's bomb.
Fuck that shit.
Oh, it's good.
I did not like it, folks. That my vote is no
on peanut so butter good. Pepperoni. That's a guilty pleasure. Hey, but
do
you know
not try that.
They
at
have
home.
They have the.
I will let it be known as well that fuck that shit.
Oh, you got to try it at least once.
I will try it once, and then I'll probably be like, ugh.
No, because see, the one I had was spicy peanut butter pizza. And that shit was good. Oh, they have a Fiesta pizza where instead of marinara sauce, it's refried beans.
That's just bomb.
I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
That's just bomb.
Yeah. Oh, they got a lot of pizzas.
Yeah.
A bunch of different types.
Yeah. Taco salad pizza.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Bomb.
Fucking three sausage pizza.
You would like the three sausage pizza.
Sure, why not?
It's probably really good.
Oh yeah.
It sounds fucking great.
Oh, dude, hey, and they got a shit ton of different types of desserts. You can make your own crappy tacos.
What?
They have
crappy tacos.
Like, I don't know.
Tacos like
tacos
crappy
with
crappy shell tacos.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. It was bad.
That's cool.
No chocolate milk like Hometown Buffet kind of pissed me off.
That is shitty.
Yeah, kind of upset me that there's no Hometown. What was cool is that
I mean there's no Hometown.
Oh, I mean there was no like Hometown chocolate milk.
Oh,
because their chocolate milk's bomb.
I was like, what do you mean there's no more? I thought you were talking about that there's no more Hometown Buffet in the house. Start tripping.
Really, right? Like, you'd run out this room right now and just be like gunning it for a Hometown.
Yeah.
Nearest one would
start
be.
Start preparing for the.
Nearest one would be Manchester, but they might be closed.
I love fucking Hometown Buffet.
Hometown. Dude, have you been. You've been there since they remodeled it, right?
No.
Dude. It's badass now. They have like little sections of the world now.
Oh, that's really fucking cool.
Yeah, so instead of there being like you just they're just being shit everywhere. And, like, it'll be all like
I'm going to the Japan.
No, it'll be all like, I'm Mexican. Going. And then you just go there and they have, like, the taco-making station that's been totally revamped. They have good fucking shells. Yeah. They got tortilla soup and all that bullshit. Yeah. You know, like, they got all that crap there. And then you go to the back and there's, like, a Szechuan chick or dude or whatever cooking up fucking pan-fried noodles and fucking mixed vegetables and shit. It's made-to-order stuff. He'll fucking cook it up right in front of you.
That's fucking cute.
You got American cute. Where it's all like hella steak and french fries, prime rib, like all kinds of Americanized shit.
Hometown buffet, huh?
Oh, yeah. They got Italian with all the Italian bullshit.
What?
Yeah.
I want to go.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking cool.
Did they get all up putting on the price?
Hometown buffet has never been cheap.
Well, it's like, what, $14?
Bomb. Oh, it's bomb. No, I'm not knocking it, but it's not like home cook status.
Yes, it is.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
What about when you go walk up to the guy and he cuts you the piece of meat right fucking there?
That's not home cooked. Is it home slice?
Yeah, that's just a dude standing there cutting him a piece of meat, man. Home cooked is me going to a grocery store.
It's called Hometown Buffet.
Because
it's like you're home, but you're in the town. No. It's not in your home.
No, that's not what it means.
It's not like home cooked meal.
No.
It's fucking hometown. Like, you know, it's like in my home area in my
town. We never
town.
Said that the name hometown corresponds to hometown with
hometown
cooked.
Buffet.
We need to get back on the internet and explain it and see why Hometown Buffet is named Hometown Buffet.
He says it's called Hometown Buffet because you're in his home.
But you're also in the town.
But you're also in the town. You know, it's in the town of your home.
Right?
No, I think what it is that it's like it's the like buffet
you, it's
in
like
your
you
hometown.
It's a small village, and as soon as you walk outside your door, there's the.
You know, I think that we've covered all we can today. You know, I think that we've pretty much kind of updated everyone on what we're doing, where we've been, where this is going. I mean, I'd like this to, because, you know, we got a lot of big changes. Anyway,
hate Asians.
Yeah, man, you got a movie quote, Jose? You got a movie quote on something?
Ooh, no.
No, I ain't got shit. Bob, you got something?
Go McConaughey.
Yeah, you know what? Bust out some McConaughey.
Oh man, I was trying to remember the thing from A Time to Kill. Yeah, I was gonna go dramatic right now. I was gonna do that whole scene where he's talking about now that imagine that little girl is white. You remember? Ah. Oh.
You could just do the classic Dazed and Confused one.
All right. Here we are.
Bob.
This is Rafiki from The Lion King.
Wow, that's a drastic turn.
All right. Oh, yes, the past can hurt, but you can either run from it or learn from it, Simba. All right?
That
you can,
works.
You can actually take something from that one.